You know, I bet if I was walking around town and just asking random people, who's your cooking hero? I wouldn't get very far before someone said Melissa Clark. A star on the New York Times food page for years, author of so many cookbooks I honestly just lost count after 24. And soon to be your new favorite podcaster, she is a master of knowing exactly what you want to eat before you know you want to eat it. And we thought it'd be great to talk with her about some of the recipes she's a fan of. Melissa, it's great to have you back.
Hi, Francis.
So you have been writing cookbooks with incredible chefs for a long time, your own column, your own cookbooks. Pardon me for saying this, but you're kind of a living legend at this point.
You're making me blush.
I never get the sense that you're jaded, but do you even have heroes?
Oh my God, so many, so many. I mean, I learn all the time, you know, and that's what I am constantly looking to other people in the food world to teach me. But one of my heroes, you know, my enduring heroes who's always there is Marcella Hazan. Because I feel like I grew up in Brooklyn and I had a very particular image of what I thought Italian food was. Mm-hmm. And we didn't travel to Italy when I was a kid. I knew Mamma Leone's, you know, I knew Brooklyn Italian, I knew Bay Ridge.
Yeah.
I knew red sauce with garlic.
Yeah.
And it wasn't until I started cooking from Marcella's book that I realized, oh wait, there's a whole northern part of that country and I know nothing about the food there.
Oh, yeah.
And it was amazing.
So, you know, and I think I grew up in New Jersey. I had a similar moment. It wasn't with Marcella particularly, but just this idea that, oh, Italian food is not this one thing that I've always known. But do you remember a particular dish or a technique that she taught you that has sort of stayed with you?
Yeah, absolutely. So in my mind, red sauce was olive oil, garlic, right? That's all you, olive oil, garlic, basil, hot chili flakes. That was your red sauce. And you cook the tomatoes down in the olive oil and the garlic.
Yeah.
And I had done it that way my whole life until I found her recipe for a tomato sauce that had no olive oil and no garlic. It was butter and a whole onion that you would just cut in half. And it was just like, I was like, wait, it sounded disgusting, frankly. I was like, ew, butter and tomato sauce. And it was one of the most, it's the sauce I use right now. It is my go-to sauce. It's one of the most delicious things ever. And the trick is, there's alchemy in this technique. You don't saute anything.
Yeah.
You literally take your can of San Marzano tomatoes and you dump it in your pan. You take not quite a stick of butter, but almost, maybe two-thirds of a stick of butter, and you throw it in the pan, and then you take an onion, and you have it, and you throw it in the pan, and you simmer it with a pinch of salt for 45 minutes, and that's all. And something magical happens. The butter makes it rich, and it you know, it's like fat breaks down flavor, right? So it gets so much flavor out of those tomatoes, and the onion turns sweet. And when I first started making the recipe, you know, Marcella says you take the onion out and you throw it away and you just use the tomatoes for the sauce. And I dutifully did that for years until finally I tasted that onion. I was like, oh my God, this onion is amazing. And now I chop it up and throw it back in the sauce. But that was, you know, what was great about that recipe is it changed the way I thought about tomato sauce, but it also changed the way I thought about Italian cooking. And it changed the way I thought about, you know, I was like, well, if this is Italy, then what's France? You know, I'd always gone to France as a kid. And really zeroing in on the regional parts and understanding that, you know, it's not one kind of cuisine. It's many cuisines built into one identity.
Yeah.
So that was thrilling.
Especially about Italy, too, because Italy wasn't a country until after the United States was a country,
I know.
Right?
We forget that.
So it was all these little kingdoms and duchies and that had, in many cases, a lot of connection with one another, but in many cases, like, had barely even heard of one another.
Right.
So there's no such thing as one Italian cuisine. Can we get back to that sauce for just a hot second?
Absolutely.
Because I love that sauce. It is
Have you made that sauce?
Same. It's like, that is the sauce I make if I happen to have a butter. If
a
I happen to have butter
wait,
and onion.
Wait, you might not have butter? Wait a second. Really? There's a chance you might not have butter?
Well, which is my way of saying it's the sauce I make all the time,
okay,
too. But it is. That onion, and I hate to say this because I have, hearing you describe the technique, which I'm sure is original to Marcella's technique, I realize, I actually make it a different way now. It's one of those things
where
I learned it that way.
Yeah.
I don't know if I make it better this way, but I just happen to make it a different way. And there's something about, like, the chef in culinary school who pounded into my head, you never start a pan, you know, without the fat in it. You never, you know, get the aromatics in the pan. So what I do is I have that onion and I start the butter first and then I put the two halves of the onion directly in the butter. I don't brown it, but I start getting it a little bit soft, like on just on that one side.
Uh-huh.
And then I pour in the tomatoes. I have no idea if it makes any difference, if it's better or worse. It's just, you know, I was traumatized by culinary school.
Right.
Like, this is how I live with my trauma.
I know Marcella doesn't say to do it that way. I know she says to add the tomatoes first, just because I come from that same place of get the oil in the pan first. So that technique was a surprise to me, too. I'm going to try it your way, though, to see if I get a little more flavor out of it.
Yeah. I don't know. Maybe don't. Maybe just do it the right way. I mean, the other thing I want to say about that onion is there is something magical about it. And it is like, you know, I grew up with Chinese cooking and every other form of cooking. Like, you always start the onions, soften the onions first. And there's something about putting these two lumps of halved onion in the sauce. They're not even covered by the tomatoes, right? But I think there's something about that long simmering where they just kind of sweat out their flavor in this different way.
Yeah.
And that onion does become so soft. I don't put it back in the sauce, but I keep it and I use it elsewhere.
Like,
I will respect Marcella that way. I won't put it back in the sauce, but I will, like, I'll put it in like a sandwich tomorrow or something like that. You know, it's so soft. It's sort of buttery. It's sort of tomatoey, but it tastes like just so purely of sweet onion and not like caramelized onion and not like sauteed onion. Just really pure sweet onion. And it is, yeah. There aren't that many recipes that do that, right? But like the ones that do stick in your head and they just make you have to think about either a country or a cuisine or a technique or maybe even just a simple ingredient in a totally different way.
You know, it's interesting talking about onions and Marcella because she taught me another technique. See, she had all these techniques that ran counter to everything I'd always done. And another thing that she does is she starts her onions in a cold pan.
Hmm.
And that's a typical Marcella technique. And she says that they cook more slowly and more evenly. And I don't think she's looking for that caramelization. She's not looking for the sizzle. And so that's another thing that I don't do often, but when I follow her recipes, I do that. I start the onion in a cold pan. And what I realized is if you're cooking them gently like she does, it releases that sweetness that you were just talking about. But if you – so say that you start it in a cold pan and then you want like a really dark brown, like crispy onion.
Mm-hmm.
It also works better to start it cold because you get it – more evenly through and through, dark brown and crisp. So say you're doing like an onion topping for, you know, like crunchy onion topping for like a lentil soup or something, which
I love to do.
If you start in a cold pan, it works better. So I've taken her technique, something she taught me, and then expanded it to other ways that she would never do it that way. She'd never make an onion that dark brown, but it works really well.
Yeah. Oh, that's great. Is there anyone else you love?
Oh, God, so many people I love. I mean, I grew up, you know, it's funny. I think of it as like the people I loved in my 20s and the people I love now. And so there was Marcella in my 20s. There was Jane Grigson, who is a British food writer.
Mm-hmm.
There was Claudia Roden, who, I mean, her book on Jewish food was so important to me because it just opened my eyes about what my cuisine was. I had no idea. And then the people now, you know, and then there's so many amazing people now who I'm learning from, like Yotam Ottolenghi, like Nigella. I was just rereading her pasta with lemon, and she's so funny when she writes her recipes, you know. And gosh, and you know, my colleagues of the times, you, Frances. It's true, actually. It really is. The way you look at cuisine and culture is really inspiring and constantly pushing me to ask those questions, like, where does this dish come from and what does it mean? But in terms of cooking, you know, when I think of the foundations of the way I relate to Italian food, I think of Marcella.
And what a great cuisine to relate to.
I know.
Well, thanks so much for coming in, Melissa.
Thanks for having me.